Welcome to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B., also known as Uncle Marv, a.k.a. the man in the van, talking to you all things techie, businessy, all that good stuff. And I am recording here from the Uncle Marv Studios in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I have with me today an updated title for Dan Klimke at NetAlly, who is the Director of Product Management. Dan, how are you?
Hey, Marvin, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
All right. So you got the new title. Does that add to your job responsibilities or anything like that?
Right now, it's actually allowing me to focus in on the part of my job that I like best, which is working with our R&D team on the development of our products, working more closely with our customers, and trying to bring new products, new solutions out, and I find that most fulfilling to be able to work with folks on helping them solve their problems and our creative engineers and how they approach doing that for our customers. I actually enjoy that very much.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening, I am bringing back Dan as an update to the live show that we did back in, what was it, December? That we did the live demo.
Right.
Yep. So we just wanted to do a couple of updates and talk about some interesting brand new news that's upcoming. But first, you know what? We didn't prep for this, but I should probably ask, did you get any direct feedback from the live podcast that we did? I know that people don't buy directly from you, but did you hear anything on the street, any feedback?
I don't know that I did specifically. I think I heard through one of my other product managers, Julio Petrovich, who focuses on our Wi-Fi product line. He's heard some good things. And of course, we'll take any opportunity to reach out to folks who might be interested in better ways to do things, different workflows, different solutions to do their jobs differently. So we sure appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And I myself did get one person that actually used one of my resources to purchase the Etherscope NHG. So
fantastic. That
turned out pretty good there.
Great.
So let's talk a little bit more about the Etherscope. So I've had now a few months to actually play with it and use it on a full-time basis. And I am saying that I like it even more.
Great. So good.
That's a good thing
for
you.
Glad to hear that.
And I mean, just this past weekend, I actually had to use it for a customer where a camera vendor had gone on site. They'd actually gone on site a couple of weeks before, but they were having trouble with their camera system. And it was an IP camera system that they connected to our network. Even though he ran his own cables for his cameras, he still had to plug the DVR into our switch so that we can configure remote access for them. And then the installation also included another part of the building where he had to run, I think it was 5 cables over there to connect 5 cameras. There's a total of 13 cameras in the network. And so he put in a switch on that side of the network in addition to our switch, thinking he was keeping everything separate. But he spent 2 days last week trying to troubleshoot the camera signals going in and out, and he kept saying that it was a network issue. And all I could say to him was, dude, the network was working fine before you put the cameras in. None of my people are having issues with their workstations or their tablets or anything. And so he spent 2 days changing stuff, moving cables, and ended up taking part of our network down. And I've got this nice little device that alerts me when things go up and down. So I had to call him and say, what are you doing? But long story short, I had to go and basically redo all of his stuff.
Right,
and part of his stuff was turning off the DHCP server that he had set up inside of his DVR, which was set up for the same IP scope as ours. And it's great because I took the Etherscope, and of course I still have the OneTouch. And between the two of those devices, I have screenshots of the duplicate DHCP servers. I have screenshots of duplicate IP conflicts and all of these things that I was able to send to him and say, you messed up the network and I fixed it. Here's how. And so I probably spent 2 hours alone just using the tool to trace cables. Oh, and he had a router set up. That second switch that he put in on the other side was a router. And sometimes I think that people don't know what they're doing.
You know, it's such a huge problem. And, you know, we like to think that we have at least some semblance of control over our networks. But this kind of situation where you've got a third-party vendor coming in and installing something on a network, and there being this finger-pointing going on, happens all the time. I remember there was one company we worked with in the past, a real large manufacturer of warehouse automation software, like robotics, automated racking and stacking systems and conveyor belts and all of that. And they were running into this problem with their field technicians. It was from the vendor point of view. They come into a client site. They're installing their equipment into the warehouse. And of course, these days, anything you buy that is capital equipment is going to be network connected, right? Either wired or more so wirelessly these days. And they got so tired of getting into those finger pointing battles with the network owner. They came to us to look for a solution to say, hey, look, we really need to be able to baseline the environment that we're walking into so that if there's any latent, present network issues, that we don't get blamed for introducing problems onto the client network, which also happens. So it goes both ways, right?
Yep.
You know, you're managing your client's network and they've got somebody else coming in and they cause problems. And it goes the other way too for vendors like that who walk in and they're just trying to do their job and get their equipment installed, whether it's this warehouse stuff or security cameras or another great example in healthcare facilities. There's a company, I'm not going to name names, but there's a company that makes mother baby security systems where, you know, they have Wi-Fi connected arm wristbands for mothers and babies. For security purposes. And this vendor comes into these hospital facilities to do the same kind of thing. And they run into that all the time where they get blamed for creating problems on the network. And typically those systems have some sort of phone home functionality where they're managed by some central server-based management system. And frequently they run into issues where they can't connect to their corporate services to run those systems. So yeah, it's a huge issue, and you just can't get around it unless you've got some sort of visibility.
Right. So that reminds me, and I was about ready to ask you an MSP question for being on site, but I don't know when the last time you were in the field, but one of the things that I run into a lot with the medical client that I have is I actually will only tag specific ports on switches for VLAN traffic. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of technicians will just simply, if they're going to have multiple VLANs, they'll just tag every port for every VLAN.
So what's the point then, right? Right.
You know, that way if they plug in to any port, you know, it'll work. And I did this specifically for this client because I wanted to have one more layer of showing them how locked down and secure the network is. Mm-hmm. And so when somebody goes in and starts moving cables around, and the Wi-Fi stops working, I know why.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And, you know, the OneTouch had just gotten the VLAN capability, but with the Etherscope, it actually is so much nicer that I can use, you know, the VLAN as part of the path analysis, where I can dive into the switch ports and it'll tell me which VLANs are operational on which ports in a switch. And, you know, I don't have to log into the switch. I don't have to, you know, do any of that. It's all part of the Etherscope.
Right. That's a key part. That's a part of that network discovery. And that's a key point. Like you mentioned, it's like being able to tell who's not only what are the configurations of my switches, as you mentioned, being able to tell what VLANs are configured on what ports, but then also the ability to see, well, who's connected to this network? Where am I connected? And what is my path out to the internet or in any other internal network services? And are there any impediments to data flow on that path? So discovery is an absolute must-have capability when you're doing hardcore network analysis.
So that discovery by itself, I mean, that has, let me say this, that has gotten me more revenue just by plugging it in. And, you know, mostly it's, oh, well, I have, you know, two servers and 12 workstations and a couple of network printers. So I plug in the Etherscope and I can see that, okay, no, you got about 40 devices on this network.
Yeah. There's I think this quote is attributed to Mark Twain, I can't remember who it was. Could have been Mark Twain. Kind of sounds like a Mark Twain quote. The problem is not that people don't know. It's that people know so much that ain't so.
Oh.
And, yeah, that's so true. People, it's hard. It's hard to keep track of what's connected to your network. Unless you've got a way of validating and verifying and updating that the knowledge base in your head, you're just not aware of what's being changed on the network and who's been connecting to it and where they are.
Yeah. All right. So before we make this too much of an Etherscope love fest,
<I know.
laughs> let's move on to one of the things that we really wanted to talk about. And that's the big announcement that is happening, I believe, today.
That's correct. Tonight, we're making a big announcement about a new software update for the Etherscope.
Hey, new update. And what's going to be in the update?
Well, let's talk about that. So, we're talking about Etherscope in general. And just so people have the context, NetAlly, just tell you a little about me personally, my background, so people understand where we're coming from. I started my career actually in the world of networking with one of the companies in the premise cabling business, telecom division of Leviton. And then I moved to Fluke and Fluke Networks long time ago. it was a long time ago. And so I've been involved with the Fluke Networks product line for a number of years. And then our business unit, which makes the handheld network tools that people may know the brand names, LinkRunner, NetTool in the old days,
right, yeah.
AirCheck.
I still have a NetTool, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. We got spun out to NetScout for a few years. And then just recently, last year, we're stood up as an independent company called NetAlly. So all of the tools that folks were familiar with in the blue and yellow color from Fluke Networks that got moved to NetScout now belong to NetAlly. And so Etherscope was a product that we introduced last fall, and we call it a portable network expert. And the idea behind Etherscope is, like we've been talking about, to include a lot of different tools into one package, both wired analysis and Wi-Fi analysis, so that whatever you're doing on a client network, such as you do, in one tool in the palm of your hand, you've got everything that you need to do to your job. There's one key capability that we didn't have. And while we have Wi-Fi analysis, Wi-Fi discovery, Wi-Fi packet capture, all of that stuff in Etherscope, one aspect that we did not have was the ability to create a site survey. And that is the news that we're announcing tonight, that we're releasing a new app that we're calling AirMapper. And that is an app on Etherscope that will allow the user to collect site survey data. You can import a map into the product. Or if you're in a lot of facilities, you know, they may have a fire escape plan mounted on the wall. You can just use Etherscope's built-in camera. Take a picture of that site, that fire escape map that has a floor plan. Use that as the basis for your site survey. Go into the AirMapper app and start collecting data for your site survey. And then that information is linked up to our cloud service, LinkLive, which we call LinkLive, and LinkLive will generate the heat map so that you can get a site survey done. And the beauty of this is that, again, number one, it's this all-in-one tool that has wired Wi-Fi analysis and now the ability to do site surveys in the palm of your hand, so that whether you have to do troubleshooting, you want to validate a network, and you don't have to use a bulky laptop with site survey software. You don't have to learn how to use complicated and more in-depth detailed site survey software. You can do the essential job of site surveying with this Etherscope tool and then LinkLive to produce the maps. Not that there's not a place for the more complex in-depth site survey tools. A lot of wireless professionals utilize those tools to do predictive modeling. Of course, we sell our Air Magnet Survey Pro software to do just that. But in many cases, folks don't need that kind of extensive functionality when they maybe have the small office or they're making a change in one area of their network, or they want to validate a change that someone else made. And the best way to do that is to be able to visualize that as a map of the floor plan showing the Wi-Fi signal propagating, showing noise, showing transmit, receive, data rates, so you can actually see performance. So that's what we're announcing tonight.
Okay. So how in-depth will this air map be? Is it something where you can just... Now, first of all, I got to say, I just wrote down the tip of using the fire escape plan for a site survey. That's genius. You just, instead of asking them for, you know, a blueprint or whatever, just find their exit and take a picture. So
you got it. Yeah.
But in terms of being able to, I guess, in a sense, heat map their office, how in depth will this feature be?
Well, you know, just like everything we do, we try to create something that has valuable functionality out of the gate, and then we always improve that over time. So do expect to see additional capability coming in future releases. But out of the gate, you'll be able to measure signal strength, you know, RSSI, so mm-hmm. we can see signal propagated across the floor plan. So it's basically a coverage map.
Okay.
By signal strength. Then we're also able to map both transmit and receive rates, max transmit and max receive, as well as MCS. So you'll be able to get an idea of what, in an active network, what kind of data rates are being achieved by those clients. A future functionality that we will have will also integrate this with our test accessory. Test accessory is a small little pocket iPerf server that will allow for an active survey being able to actually generate traffic into the Wi-Fi network. So you don't have to be dependent on the data rates that you're observing. We can actually generate traffic into the network to put as much traffic in as it will bear. So pretty comprehensive out of the gate. And we do have a number of additional visualizations and capabilities coming in the future. Oh, and I didn't mention, most critically, because Etherscope is based on our own custom hardware, we've got our own set of various Wi-Fi radios and spectrum radio built into the Etherscope, so we can actually detect noise and therefore calculate the signal-to-noise ratio and map that on a heat map as well. That's something you can't do with a phone, right? You know, just using a standard Android tablet or phone with some Wi-Fi analysis app or site survey app, you're not able to get noise measurements out of that off-the-shelf hardware. You need something that has dedicated, you know, custom hardware to be able to derive those measurements.
Well, that's true, because right now, even if I am using my Etherscope or the OneTouch, I just go to the spot that I want to measure. They'll give me the SNR, you know, from the Wi-Fi audit, and then I have I have to write it down and, you know, remember, okay, these settings were taken at this spot, and, you know, I have to put that in a little chart for the customer. So now being able to utilize that into, you know, this map will be awesome.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yep. And then on the LinkLive side, you know, in the generation of the map itself, there's various filters that can be used to build up different visualizations, whether that's by SSID, by AP, And in future state, a number of different ways of being able to filter that to generate the report for your customer or for the internal network ops organization to generate their own documentation.
Okay, nice. So this is going to be coming out. Now, I know it's not out yet, so the update is coming. And when do we think that's going to happen?
Should be middle of April. Okay. So just 2 months away, we'll have that out. And yes, we are in, I mentioned that we're announcing it tonight. The Wireless LAN Professionals Conference is going on even as we speak in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're making a presentation tonight where we're going to be revealing that to the audience there. We felt that, this is a great time to be able to talk to folks about it there and also to talk to your audience about this new news and get that out soon. One point I do want to make too is, like a lot of vendors, we offer an extended premium support program for our products. This software release is going to be free to all of our customers, but some of the extended visualizations are going to be exclusively available to people who have that AllyCare premium support.
Okay.
People buy that so that their instrument is protected. They get free repairs should anything go wrong with the product, and to provide them more additional value for their investment in that support service, some of the in-depth analysis features and heat mapping are for those AllyCare customers.
Okay, nice. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm Googling right now. I did not realize that there was a Wireless LAN Professional conference.
There you go.
So is this specifically, like, is there a Wireless LAN Professional designation somewhere or certification?
There are, and this organization, maybe you've heard the name of one gentleman, Keith Parsons.
Okay, I've heard his name.
Been a very active key influencer and expert in the world of Wi-Fi technology. It's Keith's group that puts on the WLPC conference, both in Phoenix, and then they also run one in Europe in the fall. Sounds like a great agenda of classes from everything on. Let's see, I think I saw that they had a class on Python coding, a class on upgrading 11N and 11AC networks to 11AX. So something if you or your audience are really interested in an event where they can get a concentrated burst of Wi-Fi know-how, then the WLPC is probably a great event to look up.
All right. I'm going to look this up and I'll probably find a way to talk about this again later. So interesting. Wireless LAN Professionals. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was like a rabbit jumping in my
radar. Down the hole you go.
All right. So did I interrupt anything? Is there anything else to go along with that announcement or anything else about NetAlly that we want to mention?
Sure. Just one more thing. I mentioned the Air Magnet software. Air Magnet is a brand that's been around in the wireless LAN design and troubleshooting arena for a long time. It was a brand that Fluke Networks acquired back in the mid-2000s. I think it was 2007 or 2008. It is a part of NetAlly, and we are announcing that a new version of the Air Magnet software is coming out around the same time as this EtherScope software. It's being rebranded as NetAlly product, and we'll also have 802.11ax Wi-Fi 6 capability. So for those who need that extended survey capability, and utilizing a laptop that has an 11ax adapter, you can do a true 11ax survey utilizing the Air Magnet Survey Pro software. So that also is some good news coming out for our audience as well.
All right. That sounds fantastic. I don't think I've got an AX network out there just yet, but it's going to be coming because people love their Wi-Fi.
You got it. Right. Can't live without it these days.
Okay. So one thing I want to make sure that I mention is that those of you listening that want to get any of these products, the EtherScope, the OneTouch, we've talked about it, the LinkRender G2, which has also been big that I've talked about. You can obviously go to CDW, or if you have an account with Ingram Micro, you can get it there. If you want to support the show and get your product, you can go to the Amazon link that I will have in the show note. Or if you just want to contact me directly, just send me an email, marvin@podnuts.com, and I will get you in touch with wherever you would like to get the product from. You can get it through me or any of these distributors that we mentioned. So you don't just go to NetAlly and purchase it. You'll get it through one of these distribution points.
Yeah, we sell only through distribution. We want our customers to go to their favorite channel partner, or of course to Marvin, to get their good stuff.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you very much. I think we hit the nail on the head with this announcement and given an update on the Etherscope since the live show. And I thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome, and thanks very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. You've just heard Dan Klimke, Director of Product Management for NetAlly, on the latest edition of PodNuts Pro. I want to thank you for listening and downloading. Please tell your friends and other professionals about the show to hear more of these great stories and tips. That's going to do it for this episode. And until next time, holla.